lift your name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We are going to take a text from Exodus chapter 12. And then verse 9. We want to continue to speak on what we started last week. So we are speaking on feeding on Jesus. And this text we are taking is set in the Passover ceremony that firstly occurred in Egypt. Where God told his people that they should kill a lamb, every family should kill a lamb. And then to roast it and to eat it. So we read from verse 9. It says that do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. Verse 10, you shall let none of it remain until morning. And what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. May the Lord add his blessing, his light, his anointing, his mercies and grace to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here we have Jesus Christ as the Passover lamb. And by him we move from slavery in Egypt or in the world system unto rulership in the promised land. Our promised land is certainly rest and rulership over sin, over self, over sicknesses, over situations, over society, and finally over Satan. I want us to recap some few things we talked about last week. We said that when an animal is killed, everybody has got his favorite part. And then we have got some parts that we don't like to even see it. But Jesus must be enjoyed holistically. In other words, we must like everything about the Lord Jesus. We do not have the luxury to take his teachings that we like or take his miracles that we like, or take things that we like about him and then discard the rest.
Now, what Jesus now for me say, on yede ye for baby ni eke de, trust me, oye hene de, ye ni jiho, ana eyi na ameme pede me ye, won ni nerem no, Jesus ode ye for bibiara, pepepe.
God certainly knows that we have the tendency to select, to be selective.
Na nyaminim de, ye wo pede, ye botum na ya sem ne ye yiza yepe.
But Jesus is altogether lovely. Wherever you turn him, he is okay. You don't have to select anything from him.
Now Jesus is in Ozimu Prakope. Now on ye de Yeshua Bibia ne yesem ne yejibi.
You have to eat him wholly.
No oyede Jesinimuinara.
But God knows that we have that tendency. That is why he specified some three parts that he said compulsorily you must eat them.
Na nyamini mayetinti oshende inzama ana nafa ebasebu ha oyede ye bombozi na yezi.
The first part is the head of Jesus.
Jesus.
Secondly, it is the legs of Jesus. And thirdly, the entrails of Jesus. Of course, last week we spoke about the head of
Jesus
as referring to his understanding of God. Number two, we said that the head of Jesus that we must eat and imbibe is talking about his understanding of the kingdom of God, because when he came, his head was so full of the kingdom that anytime he opens his mouth, the kingdom of God comes out.
Now, what's it been? My yet as if Jesus needs to win there, or what Nyame Nintasia offer now him and winning around.
Number three, we said that the head of Jesus is talking about his leadership, how that he must be the head of our lives or lead us on our daily lives.
Now, what's it been? My yet as if Jesus ne banuzi ana.
Number four, we say that the head of Jesus is talking about his lordship. His lordship or his kingship or his sovereignty. And then we said that the head of Jesus also refers to the humble mind that led him to the cross. Today we want to speak about the legs of Jesus and the entrails of Jesus. So the second named part of Jesus that every believer must eat is the legs of Jesus. The leg is talking about his dominion grace. Because the feet is a symbol of dominion. So the Lord Jesus Christ came and he had a lot of rulership grace.
Now, when Razi Jesus Christ obeyed, na owo aduma, what is the inzame inarado?
If you study his life, that was what was remarkable about him.
Na sejeche na brabo, na oye azekra, ode danswa wana brabo.
He had so much grace when he came around that sin could not lord over him.
Na yeche na brabo ma yehude.
Similarly, when you receive his grace, sin will not lord it over you. When you are in religion, sin controls you. You are so sin conscious. But the Bible says that sin shall not have dominion over you, because you are under the same grace of our Lord Jesus that he had when he came around.
Amen. Na babu ma yeta si de ye wo adum ye se adum ti de ma Jesus na ra na adum ti no na se inti bon ontum na onzi hendu nkunye.
If you study his life, the people who were closest to him, he revealed himself to, they had wonderful things to say about his sinlessness.
Na ye se onwa na wonye ni nantu ne suafu na what da what can some profane ho de oye obi a ye hu de na eboni biara nyini mu.
One apostle John said about Jesus that in him was no sin.
Na John can pefe de woni mu no na boni biara nyi ho.
Peter, who was his head apostle, slept with Jesus, was with Jesus all the time. He said that he did no sin. He was with him and he testified of Jesus that he did no sin.
Na Peter yobia na onyene nam onyene da so onyene ko bebiara na ozi da se fa no ho de na ebon betin kumpo enyene mu.
The apostle Paul later on said that he knew no sin.
Na Paul so ze told de na onyim bon.
So one person says that in him is no sin.
Nipa ko zi kanka de woni mu no boni biara enyi ho.
The other person says that he did no sin.
Na otse bi no ose na boni biara enyi ho a oye.
And then the apostle Paul said he knew no sin.
Now, Paul saw the child there. Now, when you born.
So in his inside, he was pure.
Now, when you know, now, are you cringing?
In his actions, he was pure.
Now, what ne ziyemu narano?
And in his mind, he was pure. Because he didn't know sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had total victory over sin. Jesus' dominion is also seen in his control or his rulership that he had over his own self.
Na Jesus ne kan zifo tumuno na oye aza na odezi wonara na brabom.
Jesus controlled himself.
Na Jesus oshenara no hodo.
There were times that people said that they were going to tell about him, but Jesus would shut them up and say that don't go and tell anybody anything about what I've done for you.
Na Jesus na otum na oshenkofu de zawaya mohon ponu menka kan chiro biara.
Why did he do that?
Ebenazinti na oye dem.
He was controlling himself.
Na oreshen no hodo.
He doesn't just let things go like that. He was in charge all the time. He was not just in charge of the negative things of life because he had no negatives. But the positive things like people testifying about him, even that one, he controlled it. There were times that he would even close the eyes of people so that they don't see him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, sometimes we do not know how to control ourselves. We think that, well, if it is growth, if it is increase, if it is prosperity, everything must come right now.
That
you must be able to control when you should get something in your life. Even promotions coming to you. It's not every promotion that you take.
Listen,
it's not every recognition that you take. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
There was a time they wanted to make Jesus Christ a king.
Because
he had provided food for them in the wilderness.
And who
doesn't want somebody who provides food miraculously to be the president? The Bible says that when Jesus knew they wanted to make him a king, he ran away to the mountains.
Now, Bible says, "Abra Jesus who there, them na owan kofu onajuno."
In other words, he was saying that, "Look, I am a king, but this is not the time for you to make me a physical king, literally ruling over you. A time will come in the millennium that I will come again and I'll rule from the geographical center of the air, Jerusalem. But now is not the time for me to rule physically."
Our
Lord is beautiful because he was in charge of himself.
Na Jesus, oye one one, no ho ye feye, o sande, na owo, ahosado, wanara na brabo.
One of the things that surprises me about him.
Na azekra, oye one one for Jesus, when he there.
Was when he resurrected from death.
Also, if he owufum.
Because when he resurrected from there, Jesus Christ will not show himself to people.
Now, also, if he owufum, na on den wes in Zrobiara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ never worked any miracle like a miracle of healing when he rose up from death.
Wansa obi biara yareba wabra osofi ewufum.
If it were me,
say oya amia,
I died
na mewu
and then I rose up.
Na mo sorry,
I am going to do a major crusade, last one.
Mebeye and some packets okay circle.
It's going to be dubbed Mega Resurrected Jesus Healing Crusade.
Wow. Now obeye in some part trawa oye amonwaze Jesus a wasor efi ogufum ne in some pakatro.
But Jesus never did that.
Now Jesus wanted them.
He was rather hiding himself and he was refusing for people to see that he has resurrected.
Now Osmanu
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
What a Jesus!
Now, even Jesus,
he's just in charge of himself.
Now,
you do not dictate whether you should do a crusade or not to prove what? I have resurrected. I know I have resurrected. If you think I haven't resurrected, it's your issue. I do not have to worry myself, go into tantrums and spend money that I do not have to prove a point which is not necessary. You say to the glory of God, Jesus could have had a crusade to the glory of God and proclaim to everybody that look at my side, I died. You killed me, but look at me, I resurrected. All of you believe Jesus didn't do that.
Now, Jesus, my young one, oh, yeah, yeah, but they will actually be the old master. And now, Zana Mukum, you may feel that Jesus, my young point in there, Osman, oh, not on shredder, on to now, on ye, get there and Father West, one of Babum, and can overtum now, walk there. I mean, Jesus, Muwino, Masan, na Masor.
What a beautiful Savior.
Eben, when we
He had total dominion over himself.
Now, overtum, and Casa, one of our own.
Nobody dictated to him.
Obiara and Seneza on ye.
He was in charge of himself.
May
this grace of our Lord Jesus Christ come upon your life.
Amen. Madam Adumia over Jesus, not the number of our brother.
I said, may this grace of our Lord Jesus come upon your life.
Madam Aduma over Jesus Christ, the number of our brother.
Because you need it so that you would rule in this life.
Now, and here, O Sunday.
So Jesus had control over sin, and he had control over himself. He had control over sickness.
Now Jesus, na owotum obonodo, owotum onankasa nodo. Na ozi jaribe inara so dunkunim.
He led a sickness-free life.
Oye obia jaribe biara ankwetsi anwezi dunkunim.
Never once did he have headache.
Na when sida then an isupan.
Although he lived in a place where the sun is so high.
Na not biya na ewia no obochenma obohani.
And he walked distances on foot.
Na abring inara no onantsu form.
Jesus was sickness free throughout his life on earth.
Now Jesus Robia na Yaribe Biarenimu one kwanda what's an
from the time he came out of the room of Mary
fi Abra what wouldn't fin in any him
till the time he ascended to the cross.
Kosi Abra what one ascend him.
He was sickness free.
Na or Yobia Yaribe Biarenimu.
I like to follow somebody like that.
Me pedem is Obia unto them nature.
I said I like to follow somebody like
me
that.
Me pedem is Obia unto them nature.
Because if I'm following a sickler,
na se mi Obia Debiara Oyara,
it's likely I will be sick.
On which said the mouse mayor.
Because that grace of sickness will come upon me.
Na aduma or when you pan the oya yarifuno above my musumudo.
But thank God for Jesus.
Yenda nyamias for Jesus.
No cold, common cold could attack him.
Na it's Benny Bear and you are over to watching.
Wow.
Wow.
His dove, round dove eyes could see all the distance that Adam and Eve could see before the fall of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His voice was not the type that was saying so sin infested that he becomes so shrill. You know how demons speak. They speak in a shrill voice. Such a voice that sometimes it gets to your ear, you see that you don't have peace even by hearing the shriek of the demoniac. But when Jesus Christ speaks, it is so soft. It is so sickness free, no sore throat, nothing. I mean, the thing comes out so wonderful. The Bible says that his lips dropped
Dew. Nice. Nice.
Na ninza no kitani ko no ya wanwa ninza ntida enzibian why the bibi akataduma sorokasem pa na oyede ehunde se orichimo so oyede no ninza ni ya enza na abrin naran oda ho boko oyye obi a na nanumpo osote de bosu.
Hey, there are some people when they are talking they have different voices.
Na obi no mo ho awokasa wanenze no oguma ho
when they are lying.
Mm.
You see that their voice, the pitch goes a certain way. That is how come people can use lie detector to see that, look, it's your voice, but this one you are lying.
Na, let me say what akoshi efrit wali trouble de asemia ne erike akona wu ne ken eji so wala ne erike usande akuna eji zatru.
Jesus never lied. He had no sin, so his voice just came out. Just came out well. That's all.
Jesus, one year born, na abri nara, ninza ozikase na oyakore.
May the sickness free life of our Lord Jesus Christ come upon you.
I receive it. Ma, yareba, subyara na oni Jesus nimuno, onsina wabraboom.
Do you know what is happening right now?
Enimza osi si siara.
We are eating the legs of Jesus.
There is Jesus nenan.
We are taking his dominion grace.
Yare jituma, owa unogono.
Receive the grace of our Lord Jesus.
I receive it.
That when sickness is coming towards you,
sir,
it will just bounce off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because our Lord, he had total dominion. The feet is talking about dominion or rulership. He had total dominion over sickness.
Na yarekanana oye aza ogotum wo yarebe inarado.
And he had dominion over situations.
Now,
there was no situation that overwhelmed Jesus. The Bible never says anything like Jesus was in a hurry.
Wow.
He had just control over himself. When he's walking, it's not like he's in a hurry or he's so slow.
Na oyobia na onamupa onye obia onam de opententi oye shodo shodo ana oyobia oye wa usande na otokwechi.
Yeah, when he's attending to situations, it's not like he's panicking because he has got anxiety. Hey, if I don't reach there early, something is going to happen. No, he was just in charge. They would tell him that come and heal my daughter. I mean, he's going. He's just himself. He doesn't say, hey, right now, let us run. Because if you don't run and we get there, the person would have died. No, he's just in charge of himself. He controlled every situation around him.
No, you'll be on a watch will be biado. And she said, what you suffering for there? Obi wa hobby ma. No one pepper any there. Say, I'm a man quantum ma. Nipan obohu. And I say, Mitchara, and in Basababa, a bibiarano, not over two one and a brabado.
Neither was he slow.
Na onyobia oyewan.
Your slowness is a weakness.
Se eyewan oyahobroye.
Oh yeah. You just have to be yourself and take your gait.
Oyede wara sohundu na eyeti de ma eti.
Wow.
Wow.
So Jesus will handle every situation that comes.
Na Jesus na sit jina bibiara na owomuno na otum na ozidun kunyin.
There was a time that people came to him and they asked Peter, rather, that your master, doesn't he pay the temple tax?
Na David Baya, Ibinumba Peter will be sent there. Who can zifu otia not who asolfima?
I tell you, it was going to be an embarrassing situation.
Na make sure that Uncle Baya nimbasisem.
So the people, after confronting Peter, Peter came around and then Jesus asked him a question because he knew all things. He said, look, the people, the kings of the air. From whom did they take taxes? From the citizens or from their children?
Now, Peter called Jesus Ninchan. Now, Jesus, what's on there? Now, only be parentino. Obisani there. Oh, wanna watch your tone. What if you wanna ho? I'm memufono and I'm one of my ho.
And Peter said, oh, it's from the citizens. It's not from the children.
Now, what if you are memufono? Now, on your one number.
That's a monarchy.
Now, I wanna wizards, no, no workers after one.
Jesus said, then the children are free.
Nah, I say, not that embano
In other words, I am free because I'm the child of the king. I am free. I don't have to pay temple tax. But he said to Simon Peter, but I don't want to disappoint these people. I don't want to offend them. So though I have the right not to pay temple tax,
he
said, Peter, pick your hook and line. You are a fisherman. Pick it. Go to the sea. Put the hook there. The first fish that comes, take it. Open the mouth. You will see a coin there. Go and pick. Go and pay it for me and then for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter did just that.
Na Peter oye damara.
What a Jesus.
Na eben Jesus in.
I don't want to follow somebody who can be embarrassed by situations.
Na mpe de meze obiechira nipano
because like my leader, like the follower, I want to follow somebody who saves people from embarrassment. Financial embarrassment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a time that some two young people were having a wedding and Jesus was invited there, and the people obviously were broke. They could not procure more wine, and so they were going to be embarrassed socially. And the mother of Jesus went to him and said that they have no wine.
Now, Jesus, no mama called Jesus, okay, there. In coffee, when you say, yeah.
Question.
Asambi sanye there.
Why did Mary go to Jesus?
Eben azinti na Mary, okay, Jesus.
If they have no wine, what has it got to do with an invited guest?
Na se, when you answer, obia watun safrano, ono ne haonye den.
Mary knew something.
Na Mary onyimbibi,
that there is a certain grace upon Jesus.
Na onyimde adum sunkubi wa Jesus.
That grace has always saved us from social embarrassment.
Na dam adum nu debiara odjingeni fi eyi so mantem enyimbwasi.
And so if I go to this my son,
se mokwa mbeyi hwa,
he can do something about this disgrace.
Na obotuma ebibia fa enyimbwasi na ababa no ho.
That is looming.
The orbu baba no.
So he went to Jesus.
Now, okay, Jesus,
we know the story.
Now,
Jesus just ordered for them to fill water pots, 6 water pots with water, ordinary now, water.
Jesus said there, one cell in Sungu and Kran Osis Weninarim.
At the end of the day, it became the best wine that they had ever drank, even the drunkards around. They hadn't tasted that kind of wine before.
Merci. Now, when you are in San, now, oh yeah, in Sapapas, in San, one. What did I hear? It means in Nara. Now, according to seven posi yesterday, it says it, what them song.
Jesus has grace.
Now, Jesus, or Adam.
He has got dominion grace.
Or what Adam or this Bible.
That is why God said that it is legs.
Now, only thing I miss Jesus in Nana.
Because if you eat his legs,
say Jesus in Nana.
Dominion grace is coming out to you.
Amen. Adam, yes, it's the Bible. I don't know about you.
Ability to rule, walk places. And rule in those places will come to you. Ladies and gentlemen, when they pierced his legs on the cross, the blood that came out from his legs was ministering rulership grace to us. Ladies and gentlemen, when he washed his disciples' feet, after he had spoken to them the word of the Lord, he was imparting a rulership grace unto them. It was right after washing their feet. He was going to die on the cross. Yeah. That same night or so, it was going. So the last thing, he takes a basin, he takes a towel, gets himself, and then he takes their feet one by one. He said, I must do something. Imagine the holy hands of Jesus reaching in between the toes of the apostles. And you know, it wasn't just a physical washing of of feet. Oh, there was something spiritually going on. He said that you guys, I am giving you my grace. You are going to walk. You are going to have my legs. You are going to have rulership grace.
Yeah. Now Jesus, all who want to know, na all who want to know, na oye aza, ose tuma wodi bezi wiasi du bibiara inkuni, ose asha wantu wanse osande. Na yashe ebia na wananchu mhuntu mem na nina wabofi na Jesus anensa a oye ensa oye kronkron na na hotso na dashi she obi nina ntem no na oye aza oru mhuntu papa.
May the rulership grace of Jesus be your portion.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. Man.
Man.
I want somebody like Jesus.
I'm a sure obi today, Jesus.
So that I will never be ashamed in this life.
I'm a many in Gwaswa Babwe Muda.
Yeah. Everywhere I go, I will never be ashamed.
Because
he took my shame.
And
gave me his glory.
You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.